Hey everyone, I'm Gabrielle Santiago and welcome to Living Revelations Podcast. We're here to help you find God real in everyday life. We will be talking about how to hear from God, how to have a relationship with Him, and what it looks like to walk into your God-given purpose as you do life with God. I want to invite you to take life a step at a time closer to Christ with us. This is Finding God Real in Everyday Life. Hey guys, this is Gabby. Thanks for tuning in. So today I wanted to talk with you all about the importance of being undistracted. With everything going on that's happening, you know, with COVID-19 and all the injustices that are happening, and maybe there are just certain fears that you've just been so attacked recently. I feel like the enemy is trying to distract us, right, from focusing on the beauty of Jesus and the assignment that he has for us. And I share this all the time. If the enemy can't stop us from walking the right path, he will try to strip away our joy and make us weary. But that's not how God wants us as his children to live. He wants us to be living with joy, with peace, with love, right? All those things despite our circumstances. We read in Galatians 5:22 talks about the fruits of the Spirit, right? Being patient, having self-control, being kind, having love, having joy. All these things that we read, the fruits of the Spirit, and we are to live that no matter what we go through. And the key to living out the fruits of the Spirit is to be focusing our attention on Jesus. And that's what I want to talk about today, is how can we live undistracted despite everything that's going on in our circumstances, despite everything that's going on in this world. How can we fix our gaze on Jesus and posture our hearts to worship him? Because he's worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our attention. And the verse that I wanted to highlight for us today is Psalm 27:4. I love this verse, and this is one of the verses that God has been asking me to hold on to for this year. It's Psalm 27:4, where David writes, "One thing I ask from the Lord, and this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." The one thing that David asked of the Lord was to be in his presence and to gaze on his beauty. Like, guys, when we are so fixated on who God is and who he is to us and his beauty, we can give no room for worry, no fear, no matter what we go through. No distraction, worry, or annoyance is worth pulling our attention away from Jesus. I believe that in this season, God has many plans for all of us. There are things that God is wanting to work in us. There is a new thing that God is wanting to do in us. But the enemy right now is trying to distract us with things from the past. Even myself, like, I just feel like the past 2 weeks, the enemy has been bombarding me with a lot of anxious thoughts from the past. And it's just time for us to say no to those things and to continue to fix our gaze on him. Because when we are so fixated on the Lord, when we are in communion with him, those other things can't distract us, right? Because we are so busy, our hearts is so fixated on the Lord. And that's when God can start doing the new thing in our lives. Because if we continue to get distracted by the lies of the enemy, by fear, by anxiety, by anger, we cannot walk out the purpose that God has for us ultimately, because we're going to keep getting pulled back. We're going to keep getting distracted. Like, God wants us to walk in a completely new and healed heart in this season so that we can accomplish the things that he wants us to accomplish, and that we can ultimately live out the full joy that God wants his children to live. But the problem is, guys, is that we are being distracted, right? We're being distracted by just things of the past, by emotional things. Maybe in this season, old relationships from your past are being brought up and God is wanting you to cut those things out. Maybe there's just anxieties of the past that the enemy is wanting to surface up in you again to cause anger, to distract you from just being focused on Jesus and the assignment that he has for you. I want to encourage you to be so still in the Lord, to focus your gaze on him. And the best way to get into fellowship with the Lord is through praise and worship. I don't know about you guys, but there's been days where, like, I wake up and I know Jesus, but there's just days where I just don't feel like I want to be with him. There's days where I just feel off. And it's in those moments where we need to enter into his gates, right? Psalm says that, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and praise. Because the moment we start praising God, we are posturing our hearts to look at him rightly, because he is so praiseworthy. Nothing in our lives, no matter what we're going through, is worth pulling us away from praising God. And when we posture ourselves to praise and worship Him, immediately we are brought into a place of right alignment, of fellowship with God. Because we can know Jesus, but still not have fellowship with Him. Having fellowship with Jesus means that He's living in our hearts, that we are one with Him, that we have connection with Him, right? But if we are not having connection with the Lord, we're not having fellowship with Him. But that's why it's so important, and I want to emphasize today, is the importance of praising God, right? As we praise Him, we're acknowledging what God has done. And as we worship Him, we're reminding ourselves of who He is, that He is worthy of our worship. I love this verse right here. It's Psalm 119, 164 to 165. It says, 7 times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. The Passion Translation says, I stop to praise you 7 times a day, all because your ways are perfect. There is such great peace and well-being that comes to the lovers of your word, and they will never be offended. I love this because literally it says 7 times a day, I praise you. Whether the psalmist is literally praising God 7 times a day, or 7 can represent just a completion, like the whole day he is posturing his heart to praise the Lord. And right, and so we need to continue to posture our hearts, like take time throughout the day. If you start feeling yourself getting annoyed or anxiety starting to creep in, immediately cut that out and get into a posture of praising and worshiping God. Play worship music, like that's something that I do as well. Like just start giving God thanks, giving God praise, worshiping Him, so that you don't allow the enemy to come in into your heart to later cause a foothold in your life or even in your day, right? Like we need to start stewarding our minds, guarding our hearts. And the key here is to praise God, right? And and as we praise Him, it causes us to love Him, right? I love what Psalm 119 emphasizes. Psalm 119 talks a lot about obedience, but not just obedience, but that we have a love for the Word of God, that we have a love to obey the Lord, because we know that He's good, and we know that ultimately He is our source of joy. He is our source of love. And so it's just like when we understand that God is everything that we need, that we start loving Him, it postures our hearts to see the fruits of the Spirit lived out in our lives. I wanted to share with you guys just a story of Paul and Silas in prison in Acts 16. Paul and Silas had just casted out an evil spirit from a woman who was fortune telling. And so they cast, Paul got really annoyed, and he was like, you spirit need to leave. And I want to read from here in verses 19. It says, when her owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, these men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice. The crowd joined in attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. So they were severely flogged, guys. And afterwards it says, then they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Guys, like, that should say something to you. These both men were literally flogged, right? For just literally, like, casting out an evil spirit in a woman. They got beaten and they got flogged. Then they got thrown into prison, and they were put into the innermost cell of the prison, right? Scripture specifies in their innermost cell. Yet even though they were in their darkest moment, in the most inner cell, which is most likely the darkest place in that prison, they still didn't have a reason to not praise and worship God. They were still giving their attention and hearts to God. They still saw the beauty of the Lord despite where they were at. So we have to remind ourselves that we don't allow even the darkest places of our lives to stop us from seeing the beauty of Jesus, because He is beautiful and He is worthy of our attention. And Paul and Silas started praising and worshiping. And if you continue on reading the rest of Acts, you will see that God brought a violent earthquake and their chains were all loose and they were able to be set free. Right? So it shows you that when we praise and worship God, that our chains get broken, right? Like the things that were holding us down, our bondages, our strongholds, they get broken. And so take this time to praise and worship God. Choose to live undistracted from the beauty of Jesus. Choose to live posturing your hearts to His beauty, right? Because it is possible to live with peace in the midst of chaos. It is possible to live with joy in the midst of circumstances where you may not want to be at. right? Like, we can be patient, even though there may be people around us that are just, they just know how to push our buttons, right? Like, we have to continue to fix our eyes on Jesus because he is the key. There is no other solution that can help us walk out in the fruits of the Spirit. Isaiah 61:3 says, "Put on a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair." When I was reading this verse, God was showing me the power of our praise, that when we put on the garment of praise, it takes away any despair. So if you're in a season right now where you've been discouraged, where you've been just weary and just tired and done with your season, I would encourage you to put on the garment of praise. Choose to praise God, because when you put on that garment, no other attack of the enemy, no worry, no anxiety, no despair can take over you, because the garment of praise is guarding you. And this is the season that I really believe that God wants us to fix our eyes on him, to be undistracted, right? Because when we start looking to the left or to the right and forgetting Jesus, we start going astray from the path that God has for us. And guys, I want to encourage you, the purposes and callings that God has for each of your lives are so much more worth than the other distractions that the enemy is trying to put you at. Like, be willing to say no to the things that you need to say no to, right? And say yes to God, because God wants your yes. Jesus even says in Luke 9:62, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." So what God is saying is that you are not fit for his kingdom, to serve and live for his kingdom, if you're going to put your hands, you're going to say, "God, I commit myself to you," but then you're looking back, right? Like, don't look back to your past. Say no to that. The enemy will try to creep that in, you know, especially when God is trying to do a new thing in your life. But I want to encourage you to persevere, to continue to walk undistracted, to give your time to the Lord, to put on that garment of praise, to posture your hearts to him so that you may have fellowship and be one with Jesus. This is a powerful prayer that I've been praying for a long time now, but I always ask, "Holy Spirit, be quick to convict me when I go to the right or to the left. Help me to walk in the straight path that you want me to walk to." And I think the biggest thing that many of us don't want to receive is conviction. But guys, I want to encourage you to learn to take in conviction. I know sometimes, like, when you really want your way, you don't want to feel conviction. You want to try to reason out the reason why you believe your way is right. But the more that we are not willing to deny ourselves and to surrender, we're never going to walk into God's full plan in our lives. We're never going to be able to see the life to the fullest that God promises to us in John 10:10, right? Like, we have to learn to accept conviction, right? Allow the conviction of the Holy Spirit to speak to you. If there is an area of your life that you're disobeying, I would encourage you to just admit it to yourself, write it down. When I was in a season where God was asking me to break up, I would always write out the encounters I had wherever I felt the Lord was telling me that, because there would be days where I would try to reason myself, like, "No, I think it's okay. I think I can still work with this guy. God could still have plans for me even with him. He's not going to pull me away. I'll be strong." Like, I'll have those reasons, but then I'll look back in my notes and I'll remind myself, like, "No, God told me to let that go for a reason." And I want to encourage you in this season to allow conviction to settle in. Maybe there's people that God has brought in your life that has been speaking things, but you are just refusing to hear them. Like, understand that if we want to live out the full purpose that God has for us, that we, if we want to live undistracted, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, right? Like, we are called to walk by the Spirit, not by the flesh, according to Galatians. And if we want to choose to walk undistracted, that means we need to posture our hearts right to God. And we have to allow the Holy Spirit to take over us. Because the reality is, we can easily say, like, "Oh, like, yes, I'm following God. I love God." But are we really? Are we really setting our eyes to follow his will? Has his will become our own will and desires? Because Jesus says in John 14 that if you love me, you will obey me. Are we really obeying God? What are things in your life right now that are pulling you, that are just distracting you from fixing your gaze on Jesus? Jesus even said in scripture that his food is to do the will of the Father. Is that still your desire? And if it isn't, what has pulled you away? Right? Because whatever that thing that is pulling you away is the very thing that's distracting you from Jesus. Because we can't say that Jesus is everything or that he's beautiful if there's something else in our life that's captivating our eyes to turn our ways from where he is leading us to. Like, I pray that whoever is listening to this right now, that this would really speak to you, that you would continue on the path that God has for you. Because the plans that God has for us is amazing, guys. And obedience becomes easy when we remember that God knows best for us, that He has the best in store for us, and that we can trust that His ways are always good. And so I want to pray for you all today. Lord, I thank you, God, for those who are listening in, God. Lord, you know the very situations, God, that they are in, Lord, their circumstances, God. And I just pray, Holy Spirit, right now that you would speak and touch them, God. Lord, that you would just bring conviction where there needs to be conviction in their lives, God, so that they could be able to walk out, Lord, in full 100% communion with you, God, to experience the full joy that you promise us to have, the rest that you promise us to have. I feel like many of you guys have been feeling weary and stressed. That's not how God wants you to live. Jesus says and invites us, those who are weary, come and you will find rest. So I just feel like the Lord is saying, come to him. Just rest upon him. Give him your worries and trust him that he will take care of it. Let go of control. Let go of what you desire, because there's a time and season for things. The Lord wants you to know that he knows the very desires of your hearts. He knows that spouse that you want. He knows that dream home that you're waiting for. He knows that call that you have. But just trust him in the season. God is just inviting you to come and just behold him. Just focus on the Lord and focus on the assignment that he has for you. Focus on being faithful, walking faithfully before him. Because as you walk faithfully before the Lord, he will lead you to the very desires that you have. He will give them to you, and he longs to give those desires to you. But the Lord says, delight in me first. So God, I pray, Lord, that those who are listening would just focus their hearts on you, God, and that you would give them the courage to let go of whatever needs to be let go, God. Lord, that the past will no longer creep into their hearts, God, but they would walk fully and with joy with you. I pray, God, that you would just plug them in as well, God, to the right communities to strengthen them in this journey, God, and that you would continue to remind them most of all, God, that you're with them and that you will never leave them or forsake them. So I thank you, God, for those who are tuning in. Bless their hearts, God. Remind them that you are with them and show them your love more and more. In your name we pray, amen. So I pray that you've been blessed by this. I also wanted to invite you ladies as well. I know there are both men and women that are listening in. Actually, also for the men too. But we have Bible studies where my husband leads the men's group and I lead the women's group. But with our online Bible study, it's just a place for you to be able to have community, accountability, and to grow in the Lord each week. And so if you're interested in joining our online Bible studies, just email us at info@livingrevelations.com. I'll be sure to include that as well in the description below, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening to the podcast. Be sure to get plugged into our online Bible studies, where, you know, we've just received so much breakthrough. I know with the women that have been a part of it, they every single week, God just brings a timely word. And I see myself and the other girls can see true transformation that is happening in their hearts and manifesting into their lives. So I want to extend that invitation for you all. Or if you know someone who you believe would be blessed by joining our online Bible studies, let them know. And if you haven't already, you can also follow us, Living Revelations, on Instagram and Facebook so that you can get daily encouragement. And you don't have to wait each week for the podcast or the video. So I hope that you guys have been blessed by this. Don't forget to share this as well, because you never know who may be blessed by this. And I hope that you guys have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and are blessed. Check out our blogs at livingrevelations.com and follow Living Revelations on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast to others if you've been blessed. See you all in the next podcast.